Dạ dạ bên này một
I was disappointed in Laura this morning because she told me yesterday that she was going to come dressed like she dresses when she goes out on trips. And she ended up real cute because she goes with her hair all pulled up and no makeup, and she wears like a blue plaid blouse with a pink side skirt, knee top, Benadryl hiking boots. And I was really disappointed that she didn't come like that. But I guess if y'all heard about mine and Laura's experience, we decided to go on a trip with Brother Dale and left the kids with Billy. And they told us that we were going to have to walk, you know, for an hour or two. And we got there, and we ended up walking for 7.5 hours. Up there. It took us just an hour to get across down the river and across the boulders before we ever started up. But that was an experience. And I thought I'd tell y'all something about what the people are like down there that we work with and how they live, because life is a lot different down there for them than it is for us. Most of the people down there, usually it's them that go. I can't say I take part in this too often, but they go down there and they'll usually stay with some Christians and in a small town in a village, and they usually have to walk in and carry their stuff. And those people down there are really poor. Usually they live in a small house. They'll have a dirt floor, usually made out of adobe or a thatch roof type house. And they'll usually be just one room where they all sleep in their living room and everything. And then they'll have a kitchen, and then the bathroom is either the woods or possibly an outhouse or whatever. But we've really been blessed by those people because they don't have anything, and what they have they share with us. You know, we go in there.
Amen.
And they always, like for me and Laura, since we're the American women, they always give us a bed to sleep on if they have one, and they try to make it special for us, you know, and they don't have very much at all. And I tell you, we go in there and you close the door and there's a tarantula about this big sitting on the wall. And all night long, lazy black. And then you're going to crawl in your sleeping bag with you, you know. And then we were all sleeping in a big long line up at this one place, and they got up the next morning, and the man that was sleeping on the other side of Brother Dale had rolled over on top of a scorpion and killed it. And I thought, oh no, don't pay out for this. And then there's always the worries I have about getting lice. You know, you see people sitting there picking lice out of their head and everything, and you think, oh no, why did I ever come here? But, like they were talking about Romans chapter 10, and in Romans chapter 10, it's the same verse. How then should they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they be sent? Those people will never hear if we don't go to the trouble to go back to those places back in the woods and show them films and preach the gospel. And, you know, it's real different for us, but they'll never get the word any other way. It's, you know, it's not just a revelation that comes to them or anything. We have to go and tell them. And I was going to tell you something else. I wish George was here because he really enjoyed the food we had down there. First of all, you get beans every meal. You know, there's black beans every meal, beans and tortillas. And there's, you know, for breakfast sometimes you get eggs, not always. And they fix soup, but that's all they've got, you know. And sometimes you look around at one of the chickens that was running around the day before, and then you know you're having chicken melee for that. But it's sometimes like, for me, I mean, I enjoy eating McDonald's hamburgers and going out to eat and stuff, and it's kind of hard sometimes to sit down and really enjoy a meal there. But like I said, they're real poor people, and they're sharing everything they've got with us, so we have to be thankful to them and grateful to them, and we pray with the Lord to bless them for what they've done for us, because they're giving everything they've got. I had a verse in 1 Timothy to go along with that. I'm trying to find it again. in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18, it says that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. And these poor Christians down there are ready to distribute and willing to communicate with us. And we've got so much more than them. And sometimes, you know, we go down there and we wish that we could help them out, you know. I mean, they don't have anything, and we've got so much. And we wish that we could help them out, like, financially or give them material things, but that's not what they need. It says in Matthew 11:5 that the poor have the gospel preached to them.
Amen.
And we're not going down there to pass out little goodies or anything, but we're going to preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
And that's our main purpose.
Amen.
And I think I have another verse over there, Tennessee. Let's see what it says. Well, yeah, it's the wrong verse there. Anyway, also, that's not the only kind of things that we do down there. You know, we work with sort of middle class people in San Luis, and we have a church going there, and they're not a whole lot different from you and I, you know. I mean, they think different, and sometimes it's hard to communicate because people in Spanish think backwards from the way we think, and you have to really get used to it. But we have a real sweet church, and we have some sweet people going there.
Amen.
And they've been a blessing to us, and it just kind of started up on its own almost, you know. We remember last year we were trying to get a church going, and we couldn't. And then this year, some people got saved, a mechanic down the street from us, and some other people moved up from another town in Mexico and started coming, meeting with us, and so a church, the Lord just started a church at everybody's house, and those people are all really good witnesses, and they're faithful witnesses, and they've really been a blessing. But that'll give you something to pray about for us, if you know what it's like where we are, and some of the problems that we have. And it's mostly Laura and Brother Dale and Billy that go, and I suppose Nelda might be going now more often too when she's getting rid of her kids. And I promised Susan that when her kid, when she comes, I'll keep her kids so she can go for But y'all pray for us. It's real different. The language is different. The people think different. And me and Billy have had a problem, you know, with, well, I can't say that the West aren't fellowship for us or anything, but we get bored, you know. We always want something to do and someplace to go. People up here in the States like to be entertained all the time, you know. Down there is nothing to do. And we could use your prayers on that. And just pray that we'll be faithful witnesses.
Amen.
That we'll serve the Lord well in Mexico.
Amen. Praise the Lord.